I'd like to speak to you for a few minutes on this video clip. It's another in the series, New Covenant Theology, Made Simple. This time I want to speak to you on Galatians chapter 3, from verse 19 to 25. Now, perhaps no passage of Scripture has suffered so grievously at the hands of translators than this section of Scripture. Let me repeat to you a fair translation, a proper translation of what the apostle actually wrote in his Greek to the Galatians. The law was added because of transgressions, until the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made. Before the faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian or pedagogue until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that the faith has come, we're no longer under a guardian. Galatians 3, 19 to 25. You don't have to take my word for it. Look at your Greek New Testament and you will see that that translation is a fair and proper translation of what Paul wrote. Some translations use words like schoolmaster. That is utterly foreign to the text. Paedagogos, which is what Paul used, is not a schoolmaster, that's a didaskalos. Paedagogos is a child custodian, a child guardian, a disciplinarian. Also, faith is mentioned. Faith comes in all the versions. But actually, Paul wrote, the faith, the faith. What is worse, some translations introduce words like to bring us to Christ, to lead us to Christ. This is quite foreign to the text. Notice the words until. The law was our pedagogue until Christ came. But now that the faith has come, we're no longer under a guardian. A pedagogue, in Paul's day, was not a schoolmaster, was not a tutor. He was a disciplinarian. He walked behind the infant growing boy with a rod in his hand, smiting the boy when he stepped off the straight and narrow. But when the boy became a man, the pedagogue had finished his work. He was redundant and he was sacked. The boy was only under the child custodian, the guardian, the pedagogue, until he reached age. It's all until. He's not teaching him anything. He's there to discipline him. Notice the word imprisoned. Until the coming faith. What is Paul saying? These mistranslations and these interjections in the text, these insertions in the text, have mislaid millions of people into thinking Paul is saying something like this. We have to preach the law to sinners to bring them to Christ, to prepare them for Christ, to fit them for Christ, to lead them to Christ. The law will teach them to come to Christ. And when they come to the Christ, they're no longer under the guardian, the instructor, the teacher. It's all in a personal way. It's all in a preparation way to bring sinners to Christ. Calvin, that was his first use of the law. The law prepares us for Christ. And that doctrine has been adopted by millions ever since, and it's wrought misery for millions of sinners as they have tried to be prepared for Christ under the law. It's also brought misery to countless believers. I have written extensively on this with all the evidence of what I'm saying. This text has nothing to do with the individual being prepared to come to Christ by the law. It's all to do with the epochs, the ages, the age of the Old Covenant and the age of the New Covenant. The age of the Old Covenant lasted until the coming of the seed, the one to whom the promise had been made, Jesus Christ. And when he came, he brought the gospel, the faith. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, John 1:17. And what Paul is writing here is this. The law lasted over the Jews, disciplining them, for the law was given to Israel and to no other. But when Christ came, he fulfilled that law. He kept that law and satisfied it and abolished it by his fulfillment. The law is no longer in place to discipline, to rule as a pedagogue over the Jews. This is what he is saying. No, say the covenant theologians, we preach the law to prepare them to sinners. This is not what the text is saying at all. Furthermore, you can read the New Testament through, and you will never find any preacher in the New Testament using the law to prepare any Gentile for Christ. The law is never used, never preached to the Gentiles to bring them to Christ. Which is a fatal mark against covenant theologians if they say this is the principal text. There's no example of it. The law is occasionally used when speaking to Jews, because they knew the law. But we're expressly told that the law was not given to the Gentiles. The Gentiles do not have the law, Romans chapter 2, and other places as well. So what is this text saying? The Old Covenant was a time of law ruling over the Jews. Christ came, lived under the law, satisfied the law, fulfilled the law, completed every shadow of the law, and therefore abolished it, rendered it obsolete. That is what the apostle is saying. It's not the individual, it's the epochs, it's the ages that he's talking about here. Covenant theology wants to make this individual. New covenant theology takes the words as Paul says them. In other words, there's an age up to the coming of Christ and an age after the coming of Christ. The age before the coming of Christ, from Sinai to the coming of Christ, is the age of the law. The age after the seed has come, Christ has come, the faith has come, the gospel has come, is the age of the gospel of the new covenant. That is what the text says. Is not speaking in the individual case at all. Is this important? This is vital. If you read Romans, for example, and see how many times it says, but now, and that is what it's speaking of. The age of the law said this, and did the other, and it could not do this, but now that Christ has come, but now he has brought the new covenant, things are very different. The law was given by Moses, yes, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Well, you can have covenant theology, preparation by the law. Or you can have new covenant theology, receiving this text, as Paul wrote it, the two epochs, the two ages. New covenant theology made simple. All I've done is repeat this text and underlined it according to what Paul actually said. If you don't believe me, read the apostle in the Greek if you can. If you can't do that, then take serious commentators, people who are fair to the text, and read what they say, and see how they have to say that the word until is here, not to bring us, not to lead us, and is not a schoolmaster, is not a tutor, it is a pedagogue. A disciplinarian. What is more, read chapter 4 of Galatians and the first 6 verses, and you will find Paul saying exactly the same thing as I have said here. In fact, I will do a clip on that someday. So there it is then. This passage, Galatians 3, 19 to 25, is vital for understanding this. The history of the two epochs, of the two ages. The age of the Old Covenant, and the age of the new. We, as believers, are living not only in the age of the new covenant, but we are basking in the benefits of Christ in that new covenant. We are no longer under the old covenant, and we must not go back to it. That is new covenant theology made simple.